Respect. It may be said that the foundation of civility is respect. Respect refers to positive esteem for another person, one that demands both deferential and considerate behavior. Respect is commonly perceived as something persons of higher rank demand from their subordinates. In reality, though, respect is something every person, regardless of rank, both freely give to and inspire in those they interact with. In many ways, respect can be summarized in terms of attitudes. When you respect another person, you understand that he or she is a person of worth, which in turn demands that you treat him or her ethically. A coworker's worthiness of respect has little to do with his or her job performance. All people are deserving of respect, regardless of their contribution to an organization. Respect may also be conceptualized in terms of boundaries. That is, we know that we can act just as we please when relating with a person that we respect. Every individual, for example, requires workspace in order to perform their task effectively. Intruding on this workplace, for instance, speaking loudly when you know someone is conducting a task that requires mental concentration, can be a sign of disrespect. What are the ways you can show respect for your coworkers? The following are just a few ways to consider. Practice active listening. Every person deserves to be given attention when they're communicating. In fact, it's recommended for employees to make a habit of encouraging their peers and contributing more to the discussion. More importantly, give each person's message fair consideration. Just because a suggestion came from someone not considered as a subject matter expert doesn't mean that the suggestion is automatically without merit. Active listening will be discussed in more detail in a later module. Respect your coworker's property. Disrespect in the workplace plays itself not just through face-to-face interactions, but also through lack of consideration for coworkers' belongings and workspace and privacy. For instance, it's not uncommon in offices to have issues regarding missing lunches from the kitchen or missing pens and staplers from a desk. Clarify from the onset what is to be considered as office property and personal property. Better yet, establish rules and guidelines when it comes to using any and all equipment and materials from the office. For instance, should reservations be first made before using a meeting room? These rules and guidelines can go a long way in maintaining civility in the workplace. Respect the right to own beliefs. Most companies advocate diversity in the workplace. Diversity means that you'll have people of different religions, political beliefs, abilities, traditions, and values working in the same organization. For as long as a person's faith and beliefs do not interfere in his or her work performance, there's no reason for said faith and beliefs to be an issue in the company. And definitely, no manager or coworker has cause to compel a person to convert religion and abandon belief systems. A healthy debate is okay, but only for social purposes and not as a way to discriminate or bully. Use your coworker's time wisely. A little-known way you can practice respect in the workplace is by respecting your coworker's time. On the job site, time is an important commodity, especially when there is much to be done and employees are paid on an hourly basis. Don't waste your coworker's time with idle gossip or unimportant concerns. Keep meetings short and to the point, and set appointments instead of ambushing. These little acts of courtesy may not look like much at first glance, but they will surely be appreciated by those with lots to do and think about.